Want to understand what climate change is really all about? Want to get the latest in environmental news? Listen to the Green Diva's My Earth 360 report to keep up with everything you need to know.
All right, Green Diva Lynn, calling in. Calling it in, man.
Yes.
I am.
How are you?
Great. How are you guys doing?
Good. A little cold. It feels like Chicago today here.
No.
But yeah. Thank you, Polar Vortex.
I was hoping to run today, but there's a little frosting on the road, so I have to kind of put that to the side.
So tell us what's the most prominent environmental news happening today?
Well, I'm really spun up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, woo-hoo. I'm about ready to, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm talking to you guys so I can get it off my chest.
Yeah, you can vent. This is a place for venting.
We'll have a little support group here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about the student protest on Sunday at the White House.
Yes.
There was a protest against the Keystone Pipeline.
Yes.
And this
yes.
is a really a big week because the 7th is the last day that you can comment on the pipeline going through the U.S.
Right.
So there was this big protest at the White House called the XL Dissent. Hundreds of students were arrested, and they're calling it possibly the largest youth sit-in on the environment in a generation. So
awesome.
It was pretty big. And today I noticed that a Forbes writer, I was kind of curious what Forbes was going to say about it, and this writer called the protest an exercise in hypocrisy and ignorance.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm spun out now.
And he called the protesters misguided youth, slammed them for using gas to get there. And I ended up in a ridiculous Twitter conversation with him.
Did you?
Today.
Good for you. Good
wow.
for you.
Yeah, and he just said that I was parroting propaganda and, I was throwing some facts out to him. He called me one of you people.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that ain't right.
So anyway, there is going to be, we still have a couple of days to take action, put our voice out there. So I will put that up on the site, and I was hoping that we could get that up on the Facebook page.
Oh, okay, you
right
did.
Away.
I saw your email come through, and we'll get that up on the site
nice.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, well, the good news side of all of that is that Senators Boxer and Whitehouse held a press conference this week urging John Kerry to ask for a health impact study on the Keystone Project. So hopefully that will have some impact.
Now, is there any truth to the rumor that Chelsea Clinton was arrested at the White House with this group?
Oh, maybe she was. I haven't seen
okay.
that.
I saw it, but I don't know the veracity. I don't know.
We should check it out.
Yeah, we should. I was like, go Chelsea.
Yeah. Oh, man.
My fingers don't move fast enough on the keyboard to see if I can look it up real quick. But if it's out there, I will. I see the headline. Was she really arrested?
Okay. So it's a big question on all our minds.
I see a photo of her with her hands behind her back.
Looks is like that her? I wasn't
cuffed.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But
way
anyway,
to go,
so
Chelsea.
Yeah.
I
shout
know.
Out Chelsea.
She might be president one day. Who knows?
I hope so.
Another interesting thing, the GOP has been accused of environmental racism.
Really?
It all has to do with the thing that they drafted recently requiring the EPA. I mean, this is still in the works, of course. Requiring the EPA to focus on chemicals that pose the greatest risk to the public. And, I mean, that seems like good news, but by focusing on the worst chemicals, you're taking away resources that would be helping people in communities who live close to pollutants, I guess you could say.
Okay, all right.
So that's, that's kind of out there. We were talking about Walmart earlier.
Yeah.
Since we're on the subject of chemicals.
Yeah.
They just recently notified its suppliers that they need to stop using harmful chemicals. So that could possibly mean tens of thousands of products will be reformulated.
I love it.
And that is huge.
Yeah, I mean, say what you will about Walmart, but that's going to have a, that's using their power for good.
Yeah.
Right? So bravo to them.
Yeah.
I don't really, I quite honestly, I hate shopping at Walmart.
I know.
I stay away from there, but hey, this is great.
Well, it'll force an industry standard for a lot of manufacturers.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Go Walmart.
Yeah, yay. Seriously.
Never thought you'd hear me say that, did you?
Never. In all my time I've known you, I thought, no, no. Never.
I have more WTF news.
Great.
I like the WTF. It's so wacky.
What the Fukushima?
Ah, what yeah. the Fukushima?
There was a reporter who recently visited the nuclear plants, and there's a PBS video that takes you through that. It's 3 years later, and they're still cleaning up the facilities.
Yeah.
Just in February, there was a big overflow of radioactive water.
Oh, dear.
100 tons of highly radioactive water, to be exact.
Oh, dear.
There's some radioactive materials that have actually reached Canada.
Oh,
and they're
dear.
Saying they may reach the West Coast by April.
Oh,
but
that's not good for fish, is it?
Well,
or anything.
Some researchers anyway, are saying that the contamination levels would be so low that they'd probably cause no environmental or human harm, but who the heck knows if that's really true.
Yeah,
right.
Seriously.
I mean, it's really, is it with that, and you have plastics and mercury and all these other things happening, it's...
No chemicals.
The ocean's
chemical.
Like a witch's brew.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And you don't even know how they all interact, so yikes!
I know, pretty scary.
Any good news?
Yeah, we have some good news.
I knew you'd have some good news.
Los Angeles just placed a moratorium on fracking.
Oh, that is good news.
I know. So that could be really good for, you know, it could set the standard.
Right, in California and elsewhere, hopefully.
Yeah, it's a moratorium at least until they're able to verify that fracking doesn't compromise residents'
good
safety
luck.
Or the drinkability of their water. But
yeah, good luck verifying that.
Yeah,
good luck. And then there's a cool thing. There's a new citizen science project launched by climate researchers that people can take part in that will help them figure out scientifically if global warming made this winter's extreme deluge more likely or not.
Because
they're going to have people all over the world
I love
helping,
it.
You know.
Crowdsourcing science.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I love
if
it.
If you have a computer, you can join the research project.
Well, you have
cool.
to probably have a brain that works that way. I would not be of any use
to wouldn't
a science project.
Personally.
It wouldn't work for me.
Yeah.
I'm glad there are people doing it, though. Great.
Absolutely.
That's good news.
And a non sequitur, which I am, I don't know if you have noticed, but I am the queen of non sequiturs. My husband calls me that all the time. So
shifting gears.
I apologize for that.
That's all right.
A condom per day keeps climate change away. That is something to keep in your back pocket.
Wait, say that again? Sorry.
A condom per day keeps climate change away.
Oh, my God. That's funny. That's very funny.
It is funny.
Family planning can be a means to reduce global greenhouse gas emissions. It makes sense. The more people out there, the more people demanding more stuff, including food and water, which is going to be, it's pretty controversial.
I think it's fantastic because you know
but
what? Overpopulation is one of the least talked about, biggest impact and biggest problems that we all just like freak out and don't want to talk about.
Yeah, people are afraid to put it out there, but here I'm putting it out there.
Good.
I think it's good to put it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
And if we invest heavily in family planning, we can bring it back down to 6 million by 2099. 6 billion.
There's a goal.
Not million. I mean, it would be nice if it was 6 million. That would make life a lot easier, but...
So is our take action this week, use a condom?
No. Use a condom.
Just kidding.
Family planning.
So tell us what our action is, and then we're going to wrap up.
It would have to do with the Keystone XL.
Okay.
By March 7th, that's our final chance.
Okay.
That's this Friday.
Give our input in this. Yes, that would be Friday, absolutely.
That'd be Friday.
Make your comments, make your... feelings known, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, then.
Well, and it's easy because in this case it's through 350.org, and you just type in your name and boom, that's it, if you want to do it the easy way.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you can do it a couple times using different names. No.
Or five times.
Kidding. Just kidding. JK. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I'm so silly. Well, Lynn, this is an excellent report. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing the whole post because Lynn is so good at giving us the best news.
Yes.
Curating.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Bye, Lynn.
Bye,
thanks.
Lynn.
Take care. Have a good one.
To find out more about this Green Divas My Earth 360 report, visit thegreendivas.com. And to learn even more about climate change and environmental news, go to myearth360.com.